I do appreciate Dad giving me another chance to do this again. So when Dad, you listen to this, thank you. I've been thinking about a lot what I wanted to talk about. And then, just like last month, I came up with a topic, and it was mentioned this morning when Red decided to ask what our favorite book of the Bible was. And it's Job. That's my favorite book. But I'll do something a little bit different. We will be going through reading through his life story. But what I want to look at is Job's responses. Because in the story, Job went through some pretty difficult times. But I would like to start and just what I'm going to do is start in Job chapter 1. It'll be Job chapter 1. I'm going to read and just I want us to get a full clear picture just of what everything about Job and just what he had to go through. Anyways, Job chapter 1, we'll be starting in verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. 7 sons, and 3 daughters were born to him. His possessions also were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. And that man was the greatest of all the men of the east. So just pretend we got a circle back here. I was going to get a whiteboard, but I decided not to. Pretend there's a circle. And everything in that circle is what I just said. All of Job's belongings. The 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke, 500 female donkeys, many servants. And 7 sons, 3 kids. So pretend, imagine a circle with all that. And also keep in mind, the last part of verse 3, it said, and that man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Keep in mind that Job was just another human being. He was not perfect. He still had a sinful life. He was born into sin, just like me, you and me. He's just like us. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When the days of feasting had completed their cycle, Job would send and concentrate them, rising up early in the morning and offering burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. Oh, blameless, upright, turning away from evil, fearing God. He had strong faith in Christ and God. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? From where do you come? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from roaming about on the earth and walking around on it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. This is going to be Satan's first attack, and that is telling God that, look, you have given him everything, and there is absolutely no reason why he should turn away from me because he's been blessed with all these riches, all these kids that he has. 11, verse 11, but put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Then the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth your hand on him. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. Satan is trying to turn away Job, not just Job, but a lot of us, turn us away from God with all these different attacks. And there's many different ways he and tacts he uses to guess a turn. Verse 13. Now, on the day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans attacked and took them. They also slew the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Get that circle in your mind again. Some of that's gone. A quarter of that's gone. 16. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. That's gone. Verse 17. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands and made a raid on the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Another part of the circle gone. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they died. And I alone have escaped to tell you. All of Job's possession, it's gone. That is the first attack Satan has used. He's took everything from Job that he's been blessed with. Verse 20, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. This is why I like this book, because he still is going to be worshiping God and trusting him and praising him. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He wasn't expecting to have those riches forever. But he is definitely planning on serving God through the midst of his sufferings. Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. That is the first response from Job that I wanted to look at. The second one, it's in chapter 2. I know it's a lot of reading, but just being able to read the whole story, it's just a clear view of it. I really like it that way. Now, the first attack was all about Job's possession. This next attack, it's about Job's health. It's about attacking his body. Job chapter 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from roaming about the earth and walking around on it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the fear and blameless on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause. Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Here's another reason he should still be worshiping God, is what Satan thinks. Skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Now, real quick, as I continue this is pretty harsh. It would be really, really hard, I believe, to still stand with God as you're going through this. It would be really hard. I'm not saying this is easy at all. Like 4 years ago, I went through a stage of depression. I feel like that's nothing compared to this at all. And I was struggling. Anyways, verse 5 of chapter 2. However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh. He will curse you to your face. So the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your power. Only spare his life. God is allowing Satan to do this. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a pot shred, I hope I'm saying that right, to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. He was in very, very deep pain. He is struggling really bad. Verse 9, then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." Now he's got his wife telling him to curse God and die. So what does Job do? I mean, Job's in this terrible position. He's lost all of his riches. He's lost his health. And he probably feels like death. Well, but he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. I'm still young, so I haven't experienced any of this yet. But what I do want to say at the beginning of chapter 1, Job was, what did it say? Chapter 1, blameless, upright. He was fearing God, turning away from evil. When he had all of his riches, he was serving God. When he had it, he was blessed by God, and when everything was taken away from him. It doesn't matter where you're at. You always want God to lead you in your life. You always want him to be in front of you. And Job's faith is very, very strong from what I got, from what I was getting out of this. Now, let's see, verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this adversity that had come upon him, they came each one of his own place, Eliphaz and Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Nemethite. And they made an appointment together to come to sympathize with him and comfort him. When they lifted up their eyes at a distance, they did not recognize him. This guy was a mess. They raised their voices and wept, and each of them tore his robe, and they threw dust over their head toward the sky. Then they sat down on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights, with no one speaking a word to him, for they saw that his pain was very great. Now in chapter 3 to chapter 37, I think, or somewhere in there, most of the Bible, I do encourage you to read that. I am in the middle of it, and it is hard, but a lot of what I read so far is just kind of gives you just an idea of what kind of pain he is going through. So I encourage you to read that, because I can't tell you what he went through. I couldn't tell you how hard it was. But just knowing that he had lost everything he's ever loved, his kids, I'm sure he liked all of his other riches, but probably didn't love them as much as kids. But he was still in a really good spot. And it was all taken, but his response is very neat. Should we not accept the bad? Or just accept the good and not the bad? But yes, that was... It just really stuck out to me, and I really wanted to share that with you guys. But in my first sermon was James chapter 1, and that goes on trials. That's what we deal with. We deal with trials in our lives. Anytime through our life, we're going to deal with something because of this. I mean, we're in a sinful world. But in the first part of James, I believe it's verse 2 in chapter 1, count it all joy. It does not say back down and turn away from God. count it all joy. And I thought about that a little bit. I'm like, why should I count all joy? Well, it explains it as you read verse 2 and 3 and so on. And I might be going off a little bit, but as Job served God, and as we continue to serve God, I ask myself, what is the one thing I look forward to as I serve God? And so that is simply to one day be with Him forever. And how do you do that? Well, you come to trust in Him. But after you come to trust in Him, Red mentioned this also in Sunday school. What do you do after that? Well, you can just say, well, I trusted in Christ, so I'm just going to, just hang back and let God do the work. Well, that's our opportunity to obviously go and stand up and go spread the gospel. That's what He calls us to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why is that? Why should we preach that? Well, because that's the only way to get to heaven with God. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except through me. That is why I believe it is a tough road for us to not turn away from God, from Christ, especially in the times we live now. There are so many people that are getting on us and are basically just saying, why are you doing this? And persecuted. That's the word. but there are so many attacks that Satan uses, not just the two that was mentioned in Job, but he uses it from other people. Other people will come and put you down. And that's what I suffered with for a while also, because I was put down. And when during my depression, so it didn't help. But you've got to take that step into getting on your feet and asking God to lead you and direct you the direction He wants you to go. And when you serve God, you can serve Him, and you serve Him in the way He wants you to serve. Each one of us have got gifts that God has given us. Like Joe, he plays organ for the church. Like just even small things like that. There's many people are good at different things. So I believe that's just what we're called to do. Use that in a way to spread His word. And if people ask you questions like, why are you doing this specifically for church or something? Like, well, that's why. I want people to understand, look, I've made this decision that I'm going to follow Christ, and He is leading me on the path. So I want you to do the same. I want you to have that same opportunity that I got. And that is found in the Bible. So read your Bible. So read your Bible and find that. If you have not, I mean, I've talked to a lot of you, so I do know, because I trust you, that you are a Christian. But if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, then I want you to do that today. I really do. I want you to have God in front of you as you go through these trials and temptations. I want you to be like, God, help me. I want you to walk through it. You're not going to be able to walk around it. It's everywhere. It is absolutely everywhere. But I want you to walk through it, but I want God to go first. I want God to be in front of leading your life. So please choose God today. And if you have accepted Christ, then keep God in front of you. It's really tough. You're going to have days where you're down about something, and it's really affecting your relationship with Christ. That's going to hurt. But just don't lose that focus, and don't lose that faithfulness you got towards Christ. It can be strong. These trials that we go through, it builds you right up. But you got to be willing to go through that. So choose God today. Choose God today. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for the lessons that we get through these Old Testament stories, Lord. Especially Job. There is so much suffering he went through, but Lord, he still had so much faith in you, and it was strong. He wasn't willing to sin against you and blame it on you because he's accepting good and bad, Lord. He's going to serve you no matter what. And Lord God, that's what I want to do. And Lord, I pray that there's people here that want to do the same. Accept God no matter what. I haven't gone through much for suffering, but Lord, I feel like I've gone through enough for the depression I had, and that was enough for me to say I want God to be in front of me through anything I go through. Lord, I ask that if there's people questioning about whether or not they want to accept Christ, I just pray that you'd open their hearts and they would do that today. Just come and be like, I choose you. Thank you so much, Lord, for all these great stories and lessons. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your hymnals.